Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good evening. You have tuned into Tehillah Worship. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and it is my pleasure to be before you this evening for tonight's episode of Tehillah Worship. I am not a revolutionary, but I am a realist. And as a Christian, I believe in the power of prayer. And so in reflection and support for the change that needs to take place, I am calling on all of my listeners. And you may have already done this week, but I am praying for solidarity in these next few moments. And I am going to ask that you all spend 10 minutes. Let's start this off tonight. 10 minutes in personal, serious, laser-focused, and concentrated prayer and intercession. I don't want to tell you how to pray, tell you what to pray. I really don't even want to tell you how long to pray. So if you don't pray 10 minutes, amen. If you go beyond 10 minutes, amen. But the one thing that I do ask you to do is ask God what is your role. What does he want you to do now? Because we all can't sit on the sidelines any longer. We all need to be a part of the process of healing, restoration, reconciliation, and doing what's right. So I ask now that we take time to pray. 10 minutes. Bombard him. Talk to the Holy Spirit.
Television cameras and tape recorders.
And seek to hear his voice.
Don't have to be around for you to give him praise. Sing your song, sing your song.
Let us
worship him. Worship your Savior, worship your God. Worship him. The lifter of your head. Come on, just a few more moments of worship, just a few moments. You're good in spite of it all, in spite of it all. You're great, great in spite of it all. You're worthy, worthy of it all. That's why we worship you, that's why we worship you. Let your healing fill this room right now. Heal the broken heart and heal the broken heart. Begin to mend the wounds, begin to mend the wounds. In the spirit right now, come on and lift your voice and sing to the King. Come on, he's shifting us, he's shifting us. We're shifting into a new place right now. Oh, the spirit realm is open, the spirit realm is open, yes it is. Lift up your voice and sing to your King, worthy one, sovereign one, righteous one. You're welcome here to do what you will, begin to mend relationships, begin to mend relationships, restore the years that the enemy has stolen, bring them back again, all of the love. Bring them back again, all of the joy. Bring them back again. Come on, church, sing your song to him. For you have a song that no one else can sing. Sing your song to him tonight. It's a song that the angels can't sing. It's a song that's in your spirit. A song that's in your soul, a song that's in your heart, that no one else can take control of. Release your song tonight. Release your song. Sing to the King, sing to the King. If you want to stretch out your hands, you can stretch out your hands. He's transporting us to a higher realm tonight. Let's go just a little bit higher before we go. Deliverance is here right now. Receive it in this house. Receive it in this house. Come on and sing your way into your deliverance. Come on and sing your way. Sing your way into your purpose.
I pray for those that are hurting. I pray for those that are angry. I pray for those that are fearful. I pray, God, that you blanket them with your strength, with your joy, with your power, with your wisdom, God, with your love. I pray for every family member, Lord God, that is mourning their losses, God. I pray for the judicial system, O Heavenly Father, the police officers. God. I pray for the family, God. I pray, oh, Jesus, I pray, God, that you just invade every situation and every circumstance, understanding, God, that some of this has been prophesied, God. We understand, oh, Lord God, that you got wars and rumors of wars, God. Sometimes the wars and the rumors of wars don't always have to go beyond borders. They can happen within our own coast. So, God, we just pray for the people, for the nations within our own borders. Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. I pray for those that are seeking to know what their role is throughout this process. What are we supposed to do, God? What are you calling the church to do? What are you calling each individual in to do, God? What are you calling us to do, Lord God, and on social media and emails and telephone, organizing, praying and sowing and supporting, leading and speaking, encouraging and empowering? What are you calling us to do, God? Thank you, Jesus, for your answers. Thank you, Jesus, for showing up in our situations. Thank you, God, for showing up in our homes, in our communities, in these thousands of streets and thousands of cities and millions of homes and millions of lives. God, I pray for right. I pray for the prevailing presence of what's right. Our hearts are heavy, God. Our hearts are heavy, and some of us are confused. Some of us are unsure and uncertain. And some of us are enraged. But now it's a time to go beyond prayer. And may the foundation of prayer and the foundation of your word, the very truth of your scriptures, may it lead us in the way that we should go. In Jesus' name.
rejoice and be glad in it. Is there anyone here who just wants to rejoice in the Lord tonight?
Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. This is the Healer Worship. Amen. Amen. Forgive me for being so quiet today. I think my mind is just kind of heavy. My heart is heavy. My spirit is heavy. Had a good day in worship. Had a very good day in worship, actually. Good worship service today. And I just want to continue that. But I am very aware of the spirit that is just kind of prevalent throughout the society right now, and I am sensitive to that, but I'm also wanting to be sensitive to what we need to take care of on this evening, and so I do not want to turn or change or shift the normal pattern of our program, and so I want us to continue into worship and meditation. And so I invite you to get your Bible. I invite you to continue in prayer if that is your heart's desire. I invite you to just seek the face of the Lord tonight. And I have had some hymns on my heart. And so I just want to play a few hymns, and we're going to go into worship of some form or fashion. And amen. I encourage you to just call upon the name of the Lord, to bless the name of the Lord, and reverence and honor the name of the Lord. This is the Healer Worship. Let us go into the presence of an almighty God.
Be
my soul,
with my soul,
I know he wants
because I'm happy, and I sing because
yeah. Somebody need him in this place tonight.
Amen. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign. Amen. You reign in our lives. You reign in our homes. You reign in our city, our communities, in our country. You reign, God. You've decreed some things, and there's nothing that flesh, that man, that government can do about it. You reign. On that note, we are going to come to an end. We are coming to an end of another episode of Tehillah Worship. I pray that you heard something that just blessed you, edified you, something that you could get you that can get you through this week. I also encourage you, to reach out to somebody that you do not know. Pray for somebody that you wouldn't otherwise pray for, and cultivate a culture of love and understanding and peace, and make your enemies love you. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. I pray all is well with you throughout this week, throughout this month, throughout this year. And thank you for listening tonight to Tehillah Worship. God bless.
Tell somebody here, do you real good?
Oh, yes,
to know.
He wants you to know.